Hey, this is Anne with your Spirit River Coaching on the Go. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, whenever you're listening to this. I'm going to jump right into some of the ways that you can use, some of the tools you can use to get yourself back in the direction that you want to be going. So you don't let something that goes on that feels like it's happening to you during the day engulf you. Like you're swimming in the ocean or in a great lake and a set of waves comes and the first one hits and before you can recover the second hits and before you can recover the third and the fourth and pretty soon you just succumb to that new momentum. So the first step in that we're talking about today, and it's recognizing that you have gone in that momentum. Because, I mean, eventually you'll be able to catch yourself right away and not even enter it. But here now we're talking about if you have stepped in, you've started to go in that momentum, you're responding, reacting to an exterior force, in my case yesterday, going to post for the morning content, and because I didn't check the night before and just went to bed, I didn't have a chance to see that things weren't quite set up for me, and I was going to need more time. So I hadn't planned enough time. I mean, I hadn't planned extra time. So I started getting triggered on, first of all, it was a new system. I was feeling like another new system. Oh my gosh, I've got to learn another new system. And then I had undertones of, it's not prepared for me. Oh, I don't have the time for this. Now I'm going to miss out on my workout. And we talked 2 days ago. My VA was supposed to have this set up. Oh, I can't believe she didn't. So each thing took me deeper, and I would go deeper with each of those. So as I went deeper, then I'd expand out to the side. It became a three-dimensional expansion of stress and victimhood. All of a sudden, I discovered that I was ready to start communicating some things with my assistant that I don't communicate anymore. I was starting to step outside of my way of being right now, my comfort zone, which over time, as you're doing the work, your comfort zone, it starts to shift. And so behaviors that you used to jump on and really engage in, they become behaviors that are not normal for you anymore. And you can start to recognize. And so how do you start to do that? What sets the tone for that? And I have to say that meditation, actually, getting quiet, that sets a different energy within your body. And you get used to that. If you get used to doing that every day, that meditating, pretty soon that becomes a grounded, stable energy that you can go to that you know is available. It's a calmness. It's an openness, and it's an openness to curiosity that happens in the quiet. It's a wonderment. When I get into the meditation far enough, and it could take most of the meditation time to shut my brain down. When I get back in there and I finally hit the sweet spot of my brain being calm and me just being fully present in the moment, sometimes I just find a smile comes. I feel free. When you get used to that space, you start to recognize throughout the day that that space is available. You can just feel it without going into a meditation. And pretty soon you can start to feel that you're always connected to that space. So when you get out of it, when you start getting tensed up, you can quickly realize that you can take a breath. Everything always works out for you. Taking some time, taking some space, you can realize that you can just get yourself in that new environment that you've been training yourself into. And it doesn't mean that you're always calm and you're never happy and you're never fun and you're never effervescent. It just means you also have this deep rootedness. It's like your root chakra. is grounded to the earth, creating balance no matter where you go. So you can be as joyful, as whimsical, as fun, as peaceful, as extreme in your emotions, celebrating your life as you want. And you can hit into big situations and immediately you'll go grounding to that meditation energy. So I would like you to really, if you're not meditating, make sure that you begin doing it. And you can begin by sitting in a quiet space for a certain number of minutes. 10 to 15 is really ideal. 20 max, I would say. So you don't meditate your life away. And as you're meditating, what you want to do is just be really calm, set yourself down, ground yourself, ground your feet. And I will do a short meditation for you in one of the next audios. And then you can save that or put it off to the side and you can use that. I will just talk about how to get into a meditation. Sometimes when you start meditating, you need someone to talk with you. They need to talk through and with you and then give you time. So I'll take you through a meditation on Thursday during our next Coaching on the Go. As always, sending you love and have a beautiful, beautiful day today.